football season was, you know, the whole sports thing with this COVID deal has kind of been a little rough on everybody. I know Kansas schools and everything with football and now into winter sports and everything, but you're still playing, and that's the most important thing. Kids are getting a chance to compete, aren't they?
Yeah, it's really important, and, you know, I appreciate our superintendent because he really feels that way about activities, so he's pushing to keep us in school and keep us doing all the activities that we can that are possible, you know, within trying to be safe. At the same time, he understands the importance of it, and I'm glad for that.
You've had a chance to get some wrestling in, I think, before Christmas and now after Christmas. How's it going as far as Phillipsburg wrestling is concerned?
Well, the only thing we've had after Christmas as far as high school, we had a JV tournament out at Colby, and we took some of our younger kids that may wrestle a little varsity, a little JV. We took some of them out there, and, you know, it went really well. Good to see those kids because they hadn't competed, you know, before Christmas very much, and so I was glad to see Colby still had their JV. Actually, they moved the date, and we were able to still get in it. So it's really good for some of those younger kids to wrestle.
How about coming in the season, Coach? You have a lot of kids coming back. Of course, you've got a youngster that lives right in your household, who I know has got to be excited for this season coming up.
Yeah, we had a couple, you know, of our upper weights that had some experience coming back. And so that was kind of going to be the strength of our team. And, you know, we have some youth on the team that's learning as we go, and some guys that, you know, are older but don't have much varsity experience. So our experience maybe is down just a little bit, you know, but we have pretty good numbers out as far as that goes. And, you know, we're just trying to get better. And, you know, it's all going to be different for us come February because we have 3 qualifying tournaments for state this year instead of just our 1 qualifier, which you know, kind of everybody, all the wrestling coaches down here are talking about how that's going to work and stuff like that. But, you know, due to COVID, they changed that system, and so we're just going to do what they tell us to do.
Were you a little surprised when they came out with 3 qualifying rounds? I mean, that's quite a few, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we thought about all these tournaments, and our numbers had to be down. You can only have 112 competitors at a tournament, and, you know, fans, you know, one parent or no parents or whatever, you know, can attend. And I didn't even really think too much into what they were going to do with postseason. And I did not think they would have 3 qualifying tournaments, but I guess it makes sense. To me, what they did is they cut the 2-day tournament of our regionals in half and made it 2 different weekends, and then they cut state in half and made it 2 different weekends. So I kind of understand what they did, but I know our head coach is worried about kids getting sick at the wrong time, because you could get sick at the wrong time now and not have a chance for the whole month of February.
Your son Brock just turned 17 years old, man. How is that possible?
I don't know. It's weird to think about. All the so-called old people that you started working with are like, it'll go quick. Now I'm the old person, I guess. So that's unfortunate.
But he loves wrestling, and how's his season going? Or, and I haven't had much right now, but I'm sure he is biting at the bit to get back in the mat against somebody else besides just wrestling teammates in practice, isn't he?
Yeah, he's ready to get back after it, and he had to cut a little weight this year coming down after football, and did a good job of that. And so he's wrestling 220 again. We have a heavyweight that's been a state qualifier too, so those guys can wrestle in practice, and it helps both of them. We have a 95 pounder this year too, so they have a pretty decent group in practice. And actually, I feel kind of out of it because since Christmas break, I've been at the junior high coaching down there also. So we started junior high wrestling right after Christmas, and so I've been doing that a little bit, so I feel out of it high school wise. I need to get back to a competition here Thursday and see what's going on.
I bet so. Well, get a triangular with Oberlin and McCook, and I know, you know, Coach Umscheid and Coach Bird over there. There should be some great matches coming up on Thursday.
Yeah, there'll be some good wrestling, and, you know, McCook's always got some tough kids, and it's good for, you know, us to see somebody different. And, you know, it's kind of not a long trip, and we can all get there and hopefully get some matches in, you know, with everybody. So I'm looking forward to it, actually.
I know I touched on football a little bit at the beginning here, and even the fall sports season in Kansas, and I'm sure with Phillipsburg High School is a little different as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was kind of a rough ender for us. We had won our first round, you know, in the playoffs. We had beat Lake in Kansas, and we were looking at facing Beloit again, and we had beaten Beloit earlier in the season. We knew it was going to be a tough game, and that's when we actually had some cases of, you know, COVID on our team, and we got shut down and couldn't play. And so it was kind of a rough way to end the season when we had some losses early, but we had battled back and we were actually improving and had a really good game against Lakin, and then we're practicing all week, you know, and we found out on Thursday before we were going to play Friday that we had to have everybody tested and had several kids come down with COVID. They didn't have any symptoms, but it shut us down going into that Beloit game, which was supposed to be a home game. And, you know, it was frustrating for our kids. Kind of a rough way to end our football season when we were kind of on the rise and, you know, playing well. You'd like to see them end it on the field. And, you know, our administration, health department, they did everything they could. I mean, they bent over backwards and they almost had us playing, but, you know, we had to err on the side of caution for everybody's safety.
Well, we're crossing our fingers that everything keeps going, moving forward in a positive way, and stay away from cases with wrestling there and with basketball, girls and boys basketball, I'm sure, as well. Just crossing fingers, same prayers, that let's keep playing.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we're, you know, trying. Wear your mask at school when you can and stay away from social distance from people so you don't have to be in quarantine situations or be exposed to it. And hopefully we can keep going through the fall sports and or through the winter sports and into the spring, actually.